right, your kicker's doing pretty good. Seems like other kicks around the league are having a little harder time with these extra points. What's your observation of how these kickers are handling this thing?
There's been a few misses. I think it's what they thought. You know, they're getting what they wanted. I think it's 94% and rather than 99%, so it's exactly what the league wanted. So,
are you guys staying on point?
Well, Cairo's—he's in a groove right now. He's hitting the ball well. He's making good contact with it. He looks good in practice, and he's carrying that over onto the game. So,
7 field goals got to be a little bittersweet. You'd rather have some touchdowns than win, but man, kids. Kicking it pretty good.
It's good for his confidence, you know, knowing that he can make 7 in a row in a game. You know, that's going to go a long way for him down the road.
How much is kicking like rhythm, you know, having the confidence? How much is kicking rhythm when it comes to those field goals, like having the confidence, getting on the roll?
It is. I mean, it starts with the snapper. You know, the snap's got to be good, and then the hold. I mean, he's really feeling confident with Winchester now, and he's always been confident with Colquitt. So, you know, the operation's really been smooth. That makes a big difference. Yeah, this is the first time. I mean, and it's I'm kind of looking forward to seeing a lot of those guys. The crazy thing is that there's only 5 players on the team that were there when I was there. I mean, that's how much turnover they've had over the last 3 years. So it's kind of interesting. But, you know, just seeing some of the front office people and the people that travel, it'll be good to see those people. Sure. I mean, you know, you go back and you see what was effective against them, just like offense and defense does that too. And we do the same thing. And, you know, we try to look at that and see if they've made the corrections week to week. You know, but you look at what they've done last week, you know, and they've made improvements and they've made corrections. So you have to try to attack them differently each week. Or a penalty away, yeah. Yeah, you know, we're getting closer, you know, and that, you know, I told the guys that we just have to, you know, we have to be sound, we have to finish, you know, with no penalties and good legal blocks and, you know, stay on our guys, and eventually it'll come. We just got to keep chipping away at it.
When you've got a kicker on the roll like this, do you just leave him alone?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about streaks or anything like that, but I just did. So, you know, he's doing good. He's just hitting the ball well, and we just got to keep that going.
Do you congratulate him after setting a record like that? Do you mention
it? No, that was kind of, you know, we lost the game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and then he did, you know, I did remind him he did have the kick out of bounds.
Oh.
You know, so that kind of, you know, he wasn't perfect, so.
Yeah, I actually asked him about that after the game. He said, like, he'd never, like, done that before. Like, if you after looking at the film, did you kind of?
He's done that before. I mean, in practice. I mean,
okay,
he yanks kickoffs every once in a while, you know, and that's really what he did. He just tried to overkick it and try to kick a touchback when we didn't need it. But, you know, he learned from that, and he won't make that mistake again.
With young kickers especially, but maybe it's all kickers, it's a little bit like standing there watching the Midwest weather. If you stand there long enough, it's going to change. I mean, can it?
Yeah, it's up and down. I mean, you want, yeah, exactly. You want to keep him level-headed. You want to keep his feet on the ground. You know, he's not in the Hall of Fame right now because he made 7 field goals. You know, I mean, we lost the game, so you just got to – it's the next game. It's always the next game. It's always the next kick with those guys.
From watching on TV, one thing that was very noticeable about those field goals is that the ball came off his foot, and there was no hook.
Yeah.
No slice. I mean, they were.
That's what I when I talk about him hitting the ball solid, and that's what I'm talking about. When if he hits it outside in, and it's kind of, it comes off on an angle, the wind will make it thing. It'll make it go even further. You know, it's like hitting a golf ball, same thing. So if you hit it smooth and straight and square, it'll cut through the wind a lot better. And that's where he's at right now.
He's got a lot to do with that off season training he did with the little
power. Yeah, I mean it's helped him. It's helped him particularly on his kickoffs. You know, more so than anything else.